is a very, very powerful psukim. The Torah says, it's good enough the way it is, we don't have to add. Hashem dwells in Klal Yisrael, and He is the force that keeps us going. We are a supernatural nation. The only problem is that, not the only problem, the challenge is, Hashem is willing to dwell with us, but we have to let Him in. More than that, the Chofetz Chaim gives an emotion. Says a person has a house that all the walls are full of mud and of molds, and the floor is filthy and everything, and then he brings in some beautiful chandelier. There's no place in the house. It's still a place that is very unpleasant to live in. So he's saying that Hashem is willing to dwell with us, but we have to get rid of all the undesirable things. All the molds and all the filth and everything else. The Yitzhahara. The Shabbos, Zohar the Shabbos. Zeicha Amalek, the Ika Zeicha Amalek is not to destroy everybody else's Amalek. Exactly. Each one has a little Amalek inside it. Of course, the goal is yes, absorbed into us. That's what we're supposed to do. The right day is to understand the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and we are the place where Hashem is Matan Shechina on. The more we live with those values, we relate to things in life in that fashion. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Chasodim, his Maisim Toivim. When we study HaKadosh, I want to talk to Him. Then, Mitzvah Shem Bizeichu, the Shechante Bizeichu, the Yisrael, the Hegel, the Kim. I'll be their force that will elevate them above everything else in the world. It's in our hands, I believe.